The meta crisis. It's too late for anything but art. I don't know about you, but I've come to this conclusion that to have any kind of real hope, meaning acceptable odds for passing through the coming political, social, and particularly ecological bottlenecks that are confronting us, that we need our hearts deeply involved and partnered with our strategic minds. That is to say that our political, sociological, and ecological predicaments are far too big, too mature, too far down the road, too complex for anything other than an artful set of responses. And here is the further point. Good, helpful, healing, beautiful art happens at the speed of epiphany, the speed of awareness, the speed of light, and of now, and now, and now. Which means that the artist that waits for perfect map coordinates, for full insight, for a kind of unwavering clarity to start, is assured, in my estimation, to create inferior art. And in this context in which we're talking, to create inferior responses to the meta crisis. Lastly, I say that art, and believe that art that knows exactly what it wants to be, is overly self-conscious and rigidly fixed to a kind of lifeless set of ideas. Art requires, or at least good art, good poetry, requires an aesthetic, a set of skills, a keen observing mind, and most importantly, the gravitational pull of love of the heart. So today, in this episode of Poetry, Passion, and Pleasure podcast, I want to focus on a number of poems which I think really will help us get to that artful level of response, with some very artful poems and pieces of poems. So let's dig right in. This is one that we've done on the podcast before, but it just belonged in this collection. Again, we're talking about how do we keep the our focus on the fact that we need a direction. Of course, we need an aesthetic, an ethic. Of course, we need to be guided by that, but that we can't wait for some absolute clarity any more than when an artist sits down to create art, that everything is absolutely certain. In fact, if everything is absolutely certain, it is quite certain the art is not going to be that great. So let's start out with an excerpt from Wild Geese by Mary Oliver, just to set the tone and the mood. I think in this poem, Oliver invites us to let go of our burdens, to find solace in the natural world, to really give ourselves real permission, and to be forgiving of ourselves. She says it like this in this little excerpt from The Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to be good. Just in that line, can you just feel the sense of connecting to ourselves and to others with this wonderful, amazing permission? This permission to be infallible, this permission to make wonderful, infallible art, which ironically comes out just right. You do not have to be good, says Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal that is your body love what it loves. This is one that ought to be in our poetry first aid kit. Absolutely. And also to let us know that when we get confused and befuddled and we just don't quite know, we don't understand that the impulse is to rush, to stand over, instead of just being with the confusion, just being with the not knowing. Mary Oliver, you do not have to be good. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles in the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal that is your body love what it loves. Mary Oliver, of course, go find that poem, Wild Geese. Read the whole thing. You'll love it. I said, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself in this meta crisis with all these overshoot, with all the different ways that we are running into the capacities of the earth to support life. And so that we are trying to respond in a skillful way, not just with our intellects, but with our hearts, to fall in love with the natural world is the way that we will find our way into the natural world, which is not separate from us, but is in fact us. I love the way Alan Watts says, the earth peoples the way an apple tree apples. The earth peoples the way an apple tree apples. So we must forgive ourselves. We can't alone be the entire raging storm of a new narrative, of a new story, of a new changing ethic and set of values for us to be and to act fully part connected to Mother Earth. We can't be the whole raging storm of change, but we can be a loving, fierce, and contagious drop of water in that storm. Yes, we can be a complex contagion, as the term goes. There is a, I want to jump right into the second poem. Again, we're giving ourselves permission. I don't know about you, but I track a number of very brilliant people that talk about different aspects of the meta crisis, from energy to pollution to ocean challenges to all manner of these overshoot challenges to extinctions to ecosystem overdoing, overcrashing, all these different ways in which we are moving through the boundaries that the earth gives us in order to have a fully sustained life. And we are bursting through those. And so the idea is, I listen to so many, read so many articles, listen to so many podcasts, and I find that oftentimes trying to stay open to new information, trying to keep my heart open, trying to have an intelligent hope, not hopium, but an intelligent hope, and not the kind of frozen sense of despair, but trying to weave through that, I find that I get confused, I get baffled. To be able as an artist to make an artful way through that is to stay open even in the confusion, even in the bafflement, and to use those as ways to take one step at a time. The poet Yehuda Amichai said it this way in a poem called The Place Where We Are Right. From the place where we are right, from the place where we are right, flowers will never grow in the spring. In the place where we are right, or the place where we are right is hard and trampled like a yard. But doubts and loves dig up the world. But doubts and loves dig up the world like a mole, a plow, and a whisper will be heard in the place where the ruined house once stood. It's our certainties that crucify. It is our certainties that crucify. Our doubts and our loves dig up the world, and the flowers can then grow. As you listen to these ecological talks, as I was talking about, and you read the articles and the podcast I was mentioning, again, if we grow confused and uncertain, great, let's celebrate that, as uncomfortable as it can be, because we may just be ready to create some fine art. And the metaphor for that is that we are ready to step into the predicament, not to solve it because it's too complex for that, but to put one skillful step at a time, which moves us in the right direction. I love this. It is our certainties that crucify, our doubts and our loves dig up the world, and the flowers can then grow. The poet, the famous poet, German poet, Rilke, said this, and I think it's so appropriate for this stepping into this idea that for the meta crisis, it's too late for anything but art, too late for anything but an artful set of responses that melds the head, the intellect, the best of our ideas, melds it with the heart, the emotion, the intuition that we have as we fall back in love with the natural world. With the natural world. Rilke said it like this. He said, be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart, and try to love the questions themselves. Please take that in for a moment. Be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart, and try to love the questions themselves. Like locked rooms and like books that are now written in a very foreign tongue. Do not now seek the answers. Do not now seek the answers which cannot be given you, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. Live the questions now. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. That's Rilke. I think saying to us this theme of what we're saying, that we must be like the artist. We must be open. We must be open to uncertainty, open to confusion, open to not knowing, open to the question, and not rushing to the answer, or only finding answers as we move along, one foot in front of another, one small answer, all headed in a certain direction. You know, we could also, as the poet Robert Frost said, that these moments he says poems are momentary stays against the confusion. Poems are momentary stays against the confusion. And as we were saying, It's not that moments of clarity are not welcome and fine and wonderful. We need them. But those moments of clarity is when the head, the strategic mind, and the heart come together in a very skillful way. The poet Wendell Berry said it like this, said it very straightforward. This is an excerpt from another poem called Our Real Work. Wonderful poem. Find that, read it. But he said it like this in the excerpt. It may be that when we no longer know what to do, it may be that when we no longer know which way to go, that we have come to our real journey. It may be that when we no longer know which way to go, that we have come to our real journey. The mind that is not baffled. The mind that is not baffled is not employed. The impeded stream is the one that sings. The mind that is not baffled is not employed. It is the impeded stream that sings. Just feel what Wendell Berry is saying there. Sometimes it's actually necessary for us to draw down into confusion, draw down into a kind of bafflement, baffled, to be baffled. And in that way, when we come out of that, where you see that, as he says, the metaphor is so sweet and perfect, the impeded stream is the one that sings. And we know that if we've ever seen a stream that's been impeded by branches and sticks, it does sing so sweetly. This is what we have to do. Take this to heart. So the last poem that was the last poem. That was the last piece that that I wanted to say. The Wendell Berry poem is so amazing. It may be that when we no longer know which way to go, that we've come to our real journey. The mind that is not baffled is not employed. It's the impeded stream that sings. That's the one that sings. So as we wind down for this episode, I was thinking I could have called this episode instead of, what I called it, which is the meta crisis. It's too late for anything but art. I could have said the wisdom of confusion, and that would have been a pretty good title as well. Because I believe that good, effective, moving art with its images, its metaphors, its music, lets us engage with anything that comes at us. You know, there's a French word, déposement, and I know I'm not saying that very well, déposement, and it's a French word that means the feeling of disorientation when one experiences when visiting a foreign country. So it's the feeling of disorientation. But what if we just transferred that sense of being ill at ease, that sense of feeling disoriented, and said X marks the spot? Where we are disoriented is also where we are getting ready to make the most artful response. The most artful response. Because as we're saying, good, effective, moving art with its images, with its metaphors, with its music, lets us engage with anything that comes at us, with grief, with joy, with paradox, with despair, with bad news, with celebrations. All together, it does this by helping us reconnect more fully our heads, our strategic minds, with our hearts, so that together, the power of that combination, the power of the head and the heart coming together, is unstoppable. Because I believe the intellect alone no matter how powerful, will not allow us the wisdom we need for the metacrisis. But if we can learn to live step by step with a certain amount of confusion and uncertainty, if we can allow the artful response to call us this gravity of love, again, with skill, we have to have skill and good ideas, but along with the heart that calls us the gravity of loving the relationship with ourselves, with each other, and with the natural world. If we can bring all of those things together with head and heart, then we have some chance of getting through these narrows of the great metacrisis which is upon us. Thank you so much for your listening ear. Until next time and next poems, please take good care of yourself, and if you can, take good care of someone else.